camp was awful. I hated it. I thought it would be better being a junior counselor, but it wasn't. No one I knew from the previous year had come back, so I didn't know anyone. Not a single person. I'm not even sure why, but I started playing this little make-believe game with the girls in the camp. They'd ask me stuff about myself, and I'd make things up. My parents are in Europe, I told them. I live in a huge townhouse on the nicest street in North River Heights. I have a dog named Daisy. Then one day, I blurted out that I had a little brother who was deformed. I have absolutely no idea why I said this. It just seemed like an interesting thing to say. And of course, the reaction I got from the little girls in the bungalow was dramatic. Really? So sorry. That must be tough. Etc., etc. I regretted saying this the moment it escaped from my lips, of course. I felt like such a fake. If V ever found out, I thought, she'd think I was such a weirdo. And I felt like a weirdo. But I have to admit, there was a part of me that felt a little entitled to this lie. I've known Augie since I was 6 years old. I've watched him grow up. I've played with him. I've watched all 6 episodes of Star Wars for his sake, so I could talk to him about the aliens and bounty hunters and all that. I'm the one that gave him the astronaut helmet he wouldn't take off for 2 years. I mean, I've kind of earned the right to think of him as my brother. And the strangest thing is that these lies I told, these fictions, did wonders for my popularity. The other junior counselors heard it from the campers, and they were all over it. Never in my life have I ever been considered one of the popular girls in anything. But that summer in camp, for whatever reason, I was the girl everybody wanted to hang out with.